The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei Vav tells us a klal. Kol shiemer lecha baal bayis asay. Anything the baal bayis tells you to do, you must acquiesce. You must listen to him. You must adhere to his instructions. What are the parameters of this halacha? How far does this go? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin Seif Hei tells us in Aruch Hayim, Hanichnes Labayis, if you are a guest by someone's home, Kol Ma Shiyomer Lo Balabayis, he should do. Anything the Balabayis tells you to do, you should listen, and you should do. And why? And the Svar is, the Rishayim explained that Gemara, because it's Derech Eretz, that a person should have control, should have the final say of what transpires in his house. And therefore, if you're staying at his house, he should have the final say, and you should listen to him follow his instructions. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and this comes from Taisus Afanord over there in Pesachim, that this rule of Kol Shemir Lach Baal Bayis Asay applies even if the item that he's asking you to do, the instructions that he wants you to carry out, has a certain Gasos Ruach and Srora, and it's a little bit Gaivadik. Nonetheless, even though normally you would not do these things that he's asking you to do, Altsanivos, nonetheless, if the Baal HaBayis is instructing you to do it, you should acquiesce and you should listen to him. Why? So the svar is that it's not considered gaivadik if you're doing it as a result of being told to do so by the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, it doesn't look like a Baal Gaiva. It looks like you're just doing what you're told to do, and therefore there's no issue of gaiva. What's the source for this? So the Gemara over there tells us a story in Pesachim Daf Pei Vav, where Rav Huna was staying by the house of a different Amora, and there were two things that they offered to him, and he listened to them, and the Gemara wants to know why he acquiesced to their kibud, why he was so eager to listen to what the Baal HaBayis was telling him to do. And one thing that they asked him to do was to be meisiv al hamita, to sit in the chashuva seat, where only chashuva people used to sit. And right away he acquiesced. And the second thing they told him to do was that he took the kais of wine from them, and they asked him to be mevorech, and he listened to them right away. And the Gemara says two reasons to explain two different modes of conduct that he conducted himself with at that meal. And when the Gemara says, why were you not mevata on your kavod when they asked you to sit on the chashuva chair, the chashuva mito? Why did you acquiesce? Why didn't you say, you know, it's pasnish, I'm not such a big Rosh Yeshiva. Why didn't he try to turn them down? Why didn't he decline? The Gemara says, because there's a rule. Kol shem lach baal bayis asay. So the Gemara, further along in the story, tells us that the reason why he took the kais of yayin was because of a different rule. A similar rule, but different. And that rule is ein misarvim legadol, that when a Rosh Hashiva or someone extremely chashuv is offering it to you, you shouldn't turn him down, you shouldn't decline. So the Gemara says that how come when it comes to being offered to sit on the chashuva seat, on the chashuva bed, during the Suda, the reason why he felt justified in acquiescing to their demand or to their bakasha was because of the rule of kol shiyem lach baal bayis asay. How come he didn't respond with the rule of ein misarvim legadol, that you don't turn down a gadol? So the Gemara says, that's what Taisvah says, that the reason why is the Gemara only said kol shiyem lach, because that was a gasos ruach tika thing, that was a gaiva tika thing, to sit on that chair. And therefore, the rule of ein misarvim legadol didn't apply when it came to sitting on that chair, because when it comes to gasos ruach, we waive the din of ein misarvim legadol, and it doesn't apply. Mashenki in the din of kol shiyem lach baal bayis asay, the din that you're supposed to listen to the instructions of the Baal HaBayis, that applies even if the thing that he's asking you to do has some gasos ruach and kavod in it. Nonetheless, you should listen to him. You should adhere to his command. So that is the Shita of Taisus, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if so, so when it comes to even something that has some type of gasos ruach to it, nonetheless, you should listen to the instructions of the Baal HaBayis, because even when there's gasos ruach, this rule applies. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says that if, though, the oireach, this guest, has a certain precious when it comes to halacha. And there's a certain thing that he's makbid on doing. He's makbid to refrain from doing some type of conduct or eating some type of food because of a halacha. He holds that there's a chashash iser that's involved in this thing, and the Baal Bayis tells him to do it. So he has a personal precious. Should he be makbid on his precious when it comes to something that the Baal Bayis told him to do, even though he usually refrains from doing it? So the Mishnah Berurah actually makes a distinction. And he says, if the reason why he usually refrains from doing this is because he's really chashash that it's a dvar iser, then the rule of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay is waived, and he should not listen to the Baal Bayis. He shouldn't heed his instructions. However, if it's just a precious ba'alma, it's not like he holds that there's really a chashash iser involved in this hanhaga. It's just a precious ba'alma. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to actually acquiesce to him and waive your normally on haga, even though you're normally pirish, since it's not an ikur din, it's just a precious ba'alma, and there's no real chashash iser here, you should waive that on haga, and you should follow the instructions of the Baal Bayis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting discussion, and he brings down the following psak from the Big Deyesha. The Big Deyesha, says the Mishnah Berurah, held that when it comes to achila and shtia, we have an exception to the rule. And when it comes to food that he wants you to eat, or drinks that he wants you to drink, with respect to these types of instructions, you don't have to listen. Why? He says, because if you don't want to drink something, or you don't want to eat something, it could be mazik you if you eat it, or it could be unhealthy for you if you eat it, or if you drink it, then you're not mechuyev to get damaged or get hurt because of this rule of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay. And therefore, fakert, people don't look at the Baal Bayis askance if he tells you to do something you don't listen. It's not lacking of derech eretz if you don't eat something that he wants you to eat, since everyone understands that people's teva are different, and some people get very full very quick, and some people can't handle certain foods, and they have adverse reactions to different foods, and therefore, it's not considered a pgia in the covet of the Baal Bayis if you decline his instructions when it comes to him asking you to eat something or drink something. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down this psak from the Big Yesha that we have an exception to the rule. That even though normally you must follow the instructions of the Baal Bayis, when it comes to achil and shtia, since everyone understands that people have different natures and some people have adverse reactions to different foods, mamela, there's no pigi in his covet if you decline. So we have two so far exceptions to the rule. A, when it comes to achil and shtia, according to the Big Yesha. B, if something that you are pirish from and there's actually a chashash iser that you have with the item that he wants you to do, whatever hanhaga that he wants you to conduct yourself with, also then you don't have to follow. There's no rule of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Big Deyesha uses this distinction to answer a kasha of the Mogen Avraham. Because we mentioned before that in that Gemara, there were two items that this Rav Huna decided to listen to the Baal Bayis right away and not decline his instructions. One was he was mekabel the kais right away, and also when it came to sitting on the chashev bed, he acquiesced right away and he sat on the bed. And the Gemara asked by both of them, why were you so eager to heed his command? And when it came to sitting on the bed, he said, because of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay. When it came to being mekabel the kais right away, over there, his reply was that Amos Arvin the Gadol, and that's why he took the kais right away. So the Mogen Avraham asks, when it came to taking the kais right away, how come he didn't use the rule of Kol Shem Lach Baal Bayis Asay? How come he said Amos Arvin the Gadol? So according to the Big Deyesha's rules, Zok the Big Deyesha, the kash of the Mogen Avraham is not shver, because since when it came to accepting the kais of Yayin, it was something that was achila and shtia. It was something that was a drink, and therefore there is no din of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay. That's why he had to say that the reason why he refused, why he accepted the drink right away, was because of the rule of Amos Arvin LeGadol, and not because of the rule of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay, because there was no rule of kol shem lach Baal Bayis asay when it came to achila v'shtia. As I zok, the Big Deyesha. Now, it's quoted by the children of the Gaon. In the Hagdama that they wrote to the Bir Hagra, they write, and it's a quite a well-known story, that one time the Gaon was traveling on the road, and he was a guest somewhere, and the Baal HaBayis fed him some food, and the goyin was so used to fasting and not eating much that he couldn't handle the food. But because the Baal HaBayis told him to eat it, he ate it, he threw up, he was meiki the oichel, he threw it up, and then he ate it again. And it says over there, 3 or 4 times, he had to throw it up, eat it, throw it up, eat it, throw it up. And one of the Talmidim was there, and after they left, he asked him, what was the pshat in that? Why don't you just tell him? You can't, your stomach can't handle this. So he says, the goyin said, that whenever the Gemara says a lashon kol shem lech baal bayis asay, whenever you say the lashon asay, that means, even when if it's a din derabbanan, that the shir is at shetetei nafshei. The shir is until you completely are passing out. And therefore, since I had to listen at all costs, therefore I was oichel and then I threw it up, and I was oichel and I threw it up. So obviously the goyin didn't accept this premise of the Big Deyesha, that when it comes to achila and shtia, this din doesn't apply. And the goyin held that it applied even when it came to achila and shtia. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the following girsa that some Gemaras have. That Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Pei Vav, when it quotes this rule of kol shiur melach baal bayis asay, the Gemara says, kol shiur melach baal bayis asay, chutz mitzay. So some girsais have this addition, chutz mitzay. You have to listen to anything the Baal HaBayis tells you, except if he says tzei, except if he says go out. That's the lashon of the Gemara. You have to listen to whatever he says, chutz mitzei. So it's a question if this is actually a legitimate girsa. The Me'iri held that this is actually not a correct girsa, and the Leitzanim put this in, and it's not a correct text. That's the sheet of the Me'iri. However, others cite pshatim that do accept this girsa. The Bach says, what's pshat? What was pshat in this girsa? So he says that if you're a guest, you're supposed to listen to whatever instructions the Baal HaBayis gives you. And therefore, we have kol shiur lach Baal HaBayis asay. However, chutz mitzay. What does that mean? Zok the Bach, and the Mogen Avraham brings down this pshat from the Bach. If he asks you to go run errands from him out of the house, that's chutz mitzay. Go out of the house and run errands for me. That you're allowed to decline, because it's not appropriate to have the guest going around town if he's not makir, he's not familiar with his surroundings, not familiar with the stores in the neighborhood, and if there are errands out of the house that he wants you to do, you don't have to accept. That's the exception that the Gemara is trying to tell you when it says chutz mitzay. That is the shita of the Bach. There's another pshat from the Mate Moshe, and he bases it on the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara says that there's an example given over there about listening to the instructions of the Baal HaBayis, and that is if the Baal HaBayis takes your stuff and he chucks them out, and he throws them out of the house. So the Mati Moshe and others want to suggest that that's what is being referred to when it says chutz mitzay, that if he's tzay, if he chucks your stuff out, then there's no din that you have to heed all of his directives. Others learn it a little bit differently, but that is a different understanding. The Marsha has a different pshat. The Marsha says, what does it mean, kol shiur melech baal bayis asay, chutz mitzay? So he says, very simple. You're supposed to listen to everything he tells you. However, when he says say, he doesn't have a din baal bayis anymore. Because now he's telling you that he's ois baal bayis. He's telling you get out. And therefore, since he's telling you to leave, he doesn't have a din baal bayis, and therefore there is no din of kol shiur melech baal bayis asay. Akupanim, some have this girsa, some don't have this girsa. But the point is that there might be another exception to the rule of kol shiur melech baal bayis, and that is mitzay. So it's a question what that means. But the most standard pshat that's brought down is the pshat of the Bach. The Magen Avraham brings down, the Mishneh Berurah, that the Peskim all bring this down from the Bach, that say means that if he tells you to do errands for him that's not in the confines of the home that you're staying in, that's a little bit extravagant, and that you don't have to listen to.